Plaza Bonita's $201 million makeover headlines a busy week for regional investment. Several economic development announcements this week, taken together, trace where private and philanthropic capital is concentrating across San Diego County. Developer Lowe has partnered with a real estate equity firm on a $201.5 million redevelopment of the Plaza Bonita site in National City near the 805 and 54 interchange. A South Bay retail anchor that has faced the structural headwinds hitting regional malls nationwide. A commitment of that scale typically indicates residential components, mixed-use programming, or both, though full program details have not yet been released. The entitlement process will determine the timeline before any ground breaks. North of the South Bay, the San Diego Workforce Partnership announced $4.22 million in grants for organizations offering talent development opportunities, landing directly in a labor market where countywide unemployment ticked up to 4.4% in June, partly seasonal and partly reflecting WARN Act layoffs from companies including ServiceNow. Meanwhile, an AI-powered vehicle inspection startup called Self Inspection closed a $10 million funding round backed by a venture fund connected to Sheryl Sandberg, lending the raise visibility beyond a typical early-stage round. Computer vision vehicle inspection has applications across insurance underwriting, fleet management, and claims documentation. The San Diego Foundation separately announced more than $800,000 in new grants through its Growing Green Spaces program, directing funds toward park access in underserved neighborhoods, a gap the city budget has not consistently filled, as debates over Cholas Valley land use and Mission Bay amenity closures have illustrated. On housing, the most recent countywide data from June showed a median near $950,000 to $954,000, a detached home median at a record $1,125,000, and active inventory down roughly 26% year over year. July data subsequently showed the median beginning to soften toward approximately $1.02 million. The more consequential signal for prospective buyers may be the inventory figure. A 26% annual decline means that even as prices ease slightly from extraordinary levels, available supply remains sharply constrained. Existing owners locked into low-rate mortgages have limited incentive to list, and the structural shortage is not resolving in the near term.